Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for November 18th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. And without any further ado, let's get on with it. Following a teaser yesterday, a brand new version of the Google Pay app is now available on Android, but it's an invite-only early access version right now, and it's only available in certain regions, including the US. Here's what's new. The new Google Pay app delivers a complete redesign to everyone. If you're familiar with Tez, the version of Pay that's been available in India for a while now, this interface is basically the same. The app is able to show friends and family you can pay directly through the app at the top of the screen, with nearby businesses that accept Google Pay appearing below. That includes restaurants where other users can both order and pay for food through Pay. If you've paid to a restaurant from apps such as DoorDash using Google Pay, you'll see your order history on that page too. Beyond restaurants, the new Google Pay can also help you pay for gas at select gas stations and even help pay for parking, all from your smartphone. This all requires support from retailers, but when available, it will be a useful addition, we're sure of that. What about NFC payments then? Well, the heart and soul of the old Google Pay is still very much alive, but in a very different sense. At the top of the UI, there's a card indicator for your primary payment card, and tapping it allows you to swap payment methods, view tickets, and access gift cards or loyalty cards. It's a little bit cumbersome, which might irk some users. At least Android 11 makes it easier to access Google Pay with your power button though. Finally, the new Google Pay also includes a profile page with a QR code for easy sharing. This page has your pay balance and a referral option as well. Google will be offering rewards as part of the app going forward, but for now, the only rewards that are widely available are referrals to bring users on board. When you refer someone to the service, the first payment with Pay can net you up to $10, or that person can get $5 off their first purchase too. As mentioned, you can only get the new Google Pay app right now with an invite, which you'll find in the show notes, but please note that this is region restricted to the US at the moment. On top of the Google Pay overhaul, Google has been working with banks and credit unions on co-branded checking and savings accounts in the US. Google is today set to announce Plex accounts, a new way to bank with Google. The new app went live in early access before the official announcement this morning. Those that have already installed and set up the relaunched Google Pay are greeted with an info screen on the new Banking Meets Google offering. Google's primary pitch for Plex accounts is that it makes money management easy, with all your transactions automatically organized and searchable in the Google Pay application. You can search by categories, location, and month, while all transactions are labeled. The very top of the Plex account homepage will show your checking and savings account balances. There are quick actions to add money, move money, account, check account details, lock your card and manage your account too. Next is an activity feed that shows past transactions organized by the two accounts. Savings with the ability to create customizable goals is another big feature here. The app features a header image for your specific task with milestones to break up and make that task more manageable. One option is also to round up transfers on all purchases to help meet that goal. It might be familiar to some people in different regions, such as a Monzo bank account which does something similar. Google touts that these accounts are free to open and there are no fees for monthly service, low balance, overdraft or in-network ATM use. Plex accounts will come with Google-designed credit cards that feature the new brand and Pay logo, as well as a partner icon in the bottom right corner. Google is first partnering with Citi and the Stanford Credit Union. 9 other partners are listed, with the first Plex accounts coming in 2021. Waitlists have opened today if you are in an eligible region. The last Chrome update of 2020 is starting to roll out and Google is touting a handful of performance improvements to the browser. Chrome 87 features tab throttling and better resource management, as well as a number of user-facing additions. Google says version 87 of its browser represents the largest gain in Chrome performance in years. This includes a 5x reduction in CPU usage by prioritizing active tabs versus what's on in the background. Per Google's internal benchmarks, this results in a 1.25-hour battery increase lifespan. The next improvement sees Chrome start up 25% faster than before and load pages up to 7% faster. This is achieved by the browser being aware of what tabs are visible to users and optimizing resources for those that are ones over hidden pages. Occlusion track is now coming to Windows after first launching on Mac and Chrome OS. Meanwhile, on Android, Google touts near instantaneous page loading when navigating backward and forward through browser history. Given the advent of tabbed grouping, as well as pinning, Chrome now lets users see a list of what's open across all windows and then allowing them to search for tabs. A new drop-down icon in the top right corner of the browser is rolling out first to Chrome OS and later coming to other desktop platforms. The Omnibox will now surface Chrome actions or shortcuts to common settings like clear browsing data, delete history, or edit passwords. A tappable chip will open the appropriate settings page directly. Lastly, the new tab page will soon start surfacing recently visited and related content cards. On mobile, Chrome already shows articles from Google Discover. The goal is to provide a way to pick up where you left off while researching on the web. Chrome 87 is also getting a new PDF viewer that revamps the entire experience. The toolbar features a navigation drawer that shows a thumbnail preview of all pages in the document. You can quickly jump to any page using it or from the center of the control bar by numeric entry. Zoom controls are also here with the ability to fit to page width and rotate. There's also annotation with pen and highlighter tools, while the overflow menu offers a two-page view. Earlier this year, Google rolled out a safety check feature in settings that tells you whether safe browsing is enabled, if you're on the latest version of the browser, and if any passwords are compromised. It's also coming to mobile with Chrome 87. Google will prompt users on Android sign-in on Chrome with the account already on their device. This is different from Chrome Sync, but will allow users to access or save payment methods and passwords easily. As a reminder, Google CloudPrint is to stop working at the start of next year, so a save to Google Drive in the print dialog is also going away at the same time. Meanwhile, this release will let Chrome on iOS auto-fill saved login details on other apps and browsers. Websites in Chrome 87 will also be able to control, pan, tilt, and zoom on compatible cameras. This release will also warn about web forms that load via HTTPS but submit content over HTTP. Autofill is disabled, but the browser will continue to offer unique passwords if you do want to do so. Red warning text appears underneath fields, while users will be given the option to turn back before submitting. Chrome 87 will also block macOS, Windows, Linux, and ChromeOS users from downloading non-safe file types like PDF and docx over HTTP on a HTTPS page. A "this file cannot be downloaded securely" message is found in the downloads bar, while this version will also start warning about image, audio, video, and text formats. Chrome 87 is available for all platforms right now. Following a step-focused redesign in April, Google Fit is now getting a richer homepage that can display more information, as well as additional sleep data and a sharing feature. The top of the Google Fit home screen continues to be rings for hearts and steps. This is followed by calories burned, move minutes in miles and kilometers, and now hours slept. A feed of more health information follows, with this revamp placing each metric in compact cards. Stats like daily goals, heart points, steps, and blood pressure are shown over the course of a week. Weight gets a month-to-month view, while your last workout is visualized on a map. This approach means you're more likely to pick up the information on the home tab without having to dive into individual metrics. The next big part of this update sees Google Fit show more sleep information. This can include activity like how long you were actually sleeping versus just in bed, as well as the efficiency and sleep stages. You can also set a bedtime schedule, with the homepage featuring a goals card. Data is dependent on what device or app you connect to Fit, with the company touting the Fossil Gen 5e, Oura Ring, Withings sleep tracking mat, and the Sleep as Android app. Google plans to expand support for these over time though. Lastly, the app has added a sharing feature. Recorded activities will feature a share button in the top right corner that opens a quick editor. Google Fit branding appears at the top with users able to choose a map or photo background. Stats are listed in the bottom with color customization options. Google positions this as useful for sharing on social media or privately in messages. This trio of new features is coming to Android and iOS over the coming days. They will also be joined by new Wear OS tiles. And finally, over a year ago, Google added an Android TV data saver mode in India, which helps cut down on internet usage. Now, after hitting the Play Store a few weeks back, Android TV data saver works in more countries. When this data saver app is used on Android TV devices, it automatically adjusts video quality to use less data. This is especially handy for using a TV that's connected to a hotspot, such as an Android TV projector. The feature can also toss up a pop-up message when your TV has hit a certain amount of data usage. You can get notifications for every 100 meg, 500 meg, or 1 gigabyte of data used by your TV. Unfortunately, while the app can be installed on Android TV devices in the US and UK, at least that's what we know so far, it doesn't appear to be working properly. Despite testing on several devices, we've been unable to fully activate the feature. That said, if you do want to try for yourself, you can now install Android TV Data Saver from the Google Play Store. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And be sure to subscribe to the 9to5Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.